So in a minute, I want to go back and talk about the various options that exist today in a patient in this situation with relapse disease. But can you talk a little bit about what happened to this lady on adalimumab?
So this lady started the adalimumab with a diminished dose because I was a little bit worried regarding her age and the possible side effect of the drug. So I started with 100 milligrams twice daily. The patient was on cotrimoxazole and valacyclovir to prevent infection, which is a recommended option treatment, actually not an option when you use adalimumab and PI3 kinase inhibitors. She developed at about 6 weeks after starting the treatment, marked elevation of transaminase, about 5 times normal values. We interrupted the treatment for 1 or 2 weeks and resumed with a lower dose and were able again to get to a normal dose. And this was fine until approximately 6 months of treatment with adalimumab. But unfortunately, at that time, she started to develop some strange GI symptoms like flatulence and things like that. No real diarrhea and no real something very severe. Also some cough and a little bit of dyspnea and some episodes of fever. We did the complete worktop to rule out CMV infections, rule out some intestinal infections, and couldn't find any reasonable reason why she has developed these symptoms. We stopped adalimumab for about 2 or 3 weeks and restarted again with lower dose, but she called me like 5-7 days later saying, well, the symptoms are coming back. So these are the kind of side effects that we encounter sometimes with adalimumab, which probably is an on-target immunological effect, which unfortunately, because it's a reasonably good agent, prevents the long-term use of this agent in a substantial number of patients.
I don't know if you mentioned, but what was the status of her disease? She was in response?
She was responding. She had about 30% diminution of her tumor mass, so disease control, not reaching really a partial response criteria, but stabilization or diminution of her disease, which was what we wanted to achieve.
So what is her current situation?
So unfortunately, we had to stop adalimumab for quite some time, I think a few months. But then after, there was the regrowth of the tumor, and we discussed with her, and finally we went an agreement to use a diminished dose CHOP regimen, what we call mini CHOP, in a combination with rituximab. And I think there was a very good response to this treatment because she went into a very good partial response this time. She just started maintenance.